Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
I have Bob Ehrenberg in studio with me. He might sound familiar to you. He was here a few weeks ago. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. So you were here a few weeks ago talking about Encore.
Encore, yes.
And for anyone who might not have been able to catch you, I wanted to just kind of start from the beginning and go, what the heck does that even mean and who are you with? Let's start there.
Encore is a collaboration of alumni students from St. Joseph High School.
Okay.
Those students who participated in fine arts at St. Joe.
Got it.
Most of them were in either musicals or Showtime, which is the annual variety show. It's the oldest running variety show in the state of Michigan, by the way.
Pretty
continually
cool.
Since 1951. And we decided that we would all get together. First did it in 2014 and put together an alumni variety show. And we raised great amounts of money for the St. Joseph Public School Foundation, so much so that we decided to do it again in 2016. And we repeated our effort there and raised a lot of good money for the foundation at that performance. And so we're going to do it one more time in 2018, and it's going to be on August 17th and 18th.
Fantastic. Now, is there a board for this? How does this work?
We have a committee that's in charge of Encore, but the committee is has oversight by the foundation board.
Got it.
Dennis Bowen is our producer of the show.
Okay.
He is also the secretary of the foundation.
Okay.
I'm on the foundation board, and I am his co-producer for this show. And then we have a group of mostly St. Joe High School alumni who put the show together.
Fantastic. Before we dig into details on how the community can get involved, I want to learn about you. Did you go to St. Joe?
I did. I graduated in 1971.
Okay.
And while I was at St. Joe, I was involved in the musicals and in the variety show all 3 of my years. Back then, we were only in high school 3 years. And it was a real life-changing part of my high school career. It gave me a lot of self-confidence. Dennis Bowen and the whole fine arts staff was a very important part of my education.
So now that I know you did that, did you appear in any of the Encore performances in years past?
I have been the host of
the
Encore
host.
Performances.
Are you going to be the host for this year?
I am.
I feel like you would be great at this. Do you enjoy doing it?
You know, I was never an MC for Showtime.
Yeah.
I was always in the plays and the musicals and in the variety show. And I loved being on stage in front of the audience at that point. But I'm a little bit shy of doing that now. I don't mind speaking.
But, okay. But that's something that a lot of people are scared to do. So kudos to you for jumping up on stage and taking ownership. And so
kind of my profession, too.
Introduce the acts, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we are still looking and recruiting talent, right?
We are. We have auditions being accepted until April 1.
Oh, gosh. That'll be here before we know it.
I know. Okay. I know. We have they can go to the website, St. Joe, sjhsencore.org.
Okay.
And there's information to make your application and submit your audio tape.
So if you would like to be a part of the Encore show for 2018, you have to obviously have gone to St. Joe.
Correct.
Okay, graduated. What are you looking for? What should we do?
We're looking for unique acts. Obviously, we have a lot of talented alumni out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have Emmy Award winners. We have people who have been in movies, on television shows, commercials.
Those
are the people who come. They come back. And, you know, we have several of them coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to that. So it's a pretty good competition to be included in this show.
So that is something to keep in mind, that there's some good competitors. Then you can only choose a select few, right?
We hope to keep it down to about 20 acts.
Okay, 20 acts. How are we doing so far?
Well, I haven't seen any of the audition tapes yet. We're going to hold them all until April 1, and then the committee that looks at those will get together and we'll make our decisions.
Okay.
But we have accepted 2 acts into the variety show. What we decided to do 2 years ago was to get the current students involved. And so we attended the annual variety show at the high school called Showtime, and we selected an act 2 years ago And that happened to be a young lady named Lauren Kunkel. And she was a hit in Encore.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
So we decided to do it again this time. And there was a group of three of us. And then we live streamed the video to Dennis Bowen, who is down in Florida. And we picked two acts that will participate at some level in Encore 2018. And we're real excited about them.
So those two came from, I guess, students that are currently in St. Joe High right now.
Right.
One
of them is a dancer named Leah Terry.
Okay.
She's been dancing since she was age three.
Mm-hmm.
She did a beautiful job in the variety show, and we look forward to having her as part of it. The other one is Zoe Downey, mm-hmm. who did a humorous monologue.
Fun.
And it was well done, and we're excited about having them both in the show.
And they're completely different, but that's what you're looking for. That's what a variety show is all about. Variety.
Yes.
So when you have these, I guess, submissions come through online, is that the only way that we can do them?
You can send them to us. You can submit it online.
Okay.
The point is to get them to Dennis Bowen, and he's the one who will circulate it among those of us who will
Perfect.
Be making the choices. Yes.
Tell me the website address where you're accepting them again.
SJHSEncore.org.
What are the rules and, I guess, restrictions for that? I guess timeline, or is it just open?
You know, anybody who's been in the variety show knows the length of acts. They're usually about 3 minutes long.
Perfect.
We got to keep the show to a decent length. We don't want the audience leaving after halftime.
Exactly. So again, we kind of already talked about the two acts that you chose from Showtime, and then you had kind of a brief discussion with Nina. Can you give us a little bit about that?
Nina happens to be one of our distinguished alumni,
mm-hmm.
Which is an award given out by the foundation as well. And I'm the chairman of that committee. So I reached out to Nina and said, Nina, would you consider coming back for Encore and performing the dance that you did in the Miss America competition in 2014? She's marked the time on her calendar. She's not sure that she's going to be able to honor it,
but we're real excited that she might come. Gives you a perfect example of some of the things that we're looking for and some of the people that we're talking about when we say we've had tremendous talent come from St. Joe.
Nina was in the variety show all 3 years in high school.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So again, if you graduated from St. Joe High School, maybe you weren't involved. Do they have to be? That's a good question, though, before I say this.
The first year you had to have been involved in Encore. Now we've kind of expanded it that if you were involved in the musicals or other performing arts, you can submit an audition tape.
Okay. And then I think we discussed briefly too, you're not looking for them to repeat anything that they did either. It could be something new, right?
It's not required that you repeat a former act, although we have invited some former acts back.
Okay.
We just want to get a nice mix. It's all about variety.
I'm curious about age range. Do you get a lot of the young kids are interested, or do we have some, I don't want to say old people, but old people?
We have some young people involved, but actually the MC of the very first variety show in 1951, Gary Sprunger, came back in 2016, and mm-hmm. he's coming back again in 2018.
See, that's what makes it special. That's what I was hoping to hear, is that we have a good variety. People are excited. They want to be back on that stage. Very cool.
Gary's a hoot. I write the script for the show for the people introducing the acts, and for him, I don't have to give him anything because he's just going to go. It's a lot of fun.
He's entertaining.
He's very entertaining.
So before we go into ticket details and all that for anyone who just wants to attend when this is here, where do the proceeds go from this?
The proceeds go to the foundation.
Okay.
We are the academic boosters for St. Joseph High School. Recently, we just announced the robotics building that we're funding.
Mm-hmm.
Got great donations from some wonderful people in the community. But we support that, and we support all the academics. There are football boosters. There are band boosters. We're academic boosters.
Fantastic. Okay. So don't forget, April 1st is the deadline. You have got to get these in by April 1st if you want to, I guess, try to be a part of the Encore performance for 2018. Otherwise, if, like me, I can't attend or I can't participate. I went to Coloma.
But
I can come and watch.
Yes, you
okay?
can. Tickets will go on sale. Probably around June 1st.
Okay.
We'll have tickets at $50, $25, and $10. All seats are reserved.
Okay.
You'll be able to go online and select the seats that you want. There will be a box office. We haven't set the dates when you can go to the box office if you don't like to do that stuff online.
Okay.
But it'll probably be around June 1st that the tickets will be available.
So mark the dates. Again, it's at St. Joe High School, the auditorium there on August 17th and 18th. Where do you suggest keeping up with, I guess, all the information that you just told me if, you know, maybe I want to jump online or...
Go to the website.
Okay.
And, you know, if... if you reach out to the foundation, there are contact us pages there. You know, we can give additional information, but it's pretty clear online exactly what you need to do in order to submit an application to be in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tickets will follow. We'll have a posting on the online for that, too.
And then before we just do a kind of a wrap up, I also wanted to throw this out there. Are you looking for any other sponsors, or do you get people that maybe participate in like an afterglow of the event, or is that to come?
We do have an afterglow. And yes, we do take sponsors for the show. There are sponsorship. There's a brochure for sponsors as well.
Okay.
The funding committee for the foundation takes the lead on that.
Okay.
But there are some incentives.
I'm just thinking like maybe
all the sponsors are welcome.
Maybe you're too nervous to go up on stage and do a performance, or maybe that's not your thing anymore, but you did go to St. Joe and you do have passion for the community and you want to just sponsor in some kind of way. This would be the perfect way to do so.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And buy a ticket. It was real interesting. The first time we did the show, I went out as host and I asked anybody in the audience who had ever been in Showtime to stand up. And I'll bet you there were 200, 250 people.
Exactly.
There.
It's very fun. So don't forget that if you would like the chance to participate and actually be one of the people performing at Encore, that you have to have these submitted by April 1st. And then I will ask that Bob comes back and when the tickets go on sale, you come and tell me all the additional details. August will be here before you know it.
We'll fill you in on the acts then.
All right. Well, thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.